Whenever the Rabbanan makes takonas, he always make it like a deraisa. So what do you answer me now? Shtufim, the voice is only with the Rabbanan. So what if it's only with the Rabbanan? But if in the deraisa you can't be mazaka, a kofin can't be mazaka, and the Rabbanan is also should not help. If he does, the one that asked the question, what is the old? Ki, I'm in the world, the right say, called the token, Rabbanan came to the right token. Whenever the Rabbanan make up takonas, they always make it like it's in the deraisa, b'milsa, the yisbika minatera. Only something that has an ikra minatera. Ava milta the last day law ikam in a Torah, but a thing like shtufim a voice, that there's no mocker in the Raisa to make a shtufim a voice, law, there we don't say the cloud Rabbanah make a cane in the Raisa, but rather the Rabbanah have their own Gedaris. That's this kula, the Rabbanah made it only over here, that this Ktana could be Mizaka for somebody else, but other cases where it's not a mitzvah in the Rabbanin, then they cannot be Mizaka to other people. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold enough time to him and I'll get the top smart like this. The fourth line holding. Moser Ravavi. Ravavi asked a question like this. Says Aloha Marimim al Maisa Shani. A person has a right to be Marim and they make a trick about being paid the Maisa Shani. The Aloha is, we know, if you have Maisa Shani in the Eretz Yisrael, so the mitzvah is to bring it up to Yerushalayim. You have to feed it in Yerushalayim. If you don't want either in Yerushalayim, you could be paid for it. You take money and you say the Gdusha Maisa Sheni should go off the Paris onto the money, and then the money you take to Yerushalayim and eat to buy food there in Yerushalayim. But the loch is, if you own the fruits, if you own the Maisa Sheni, when you're paid for it, you have to add on another Chaymish. You have to add on the Chaymish to the Maisa Sheni. So a person wants to have a trick here that he should be paid for his own Maisa Sheni and not have to pay the Chaymish. So what can he do? So Moshe says like this, Ketzad, what's the case? Oimer Adam Libno Yubiti Agdelum. A person can say to his own child or his own daughter, if they're Agdelum, they're older. Or else, Li'avdo V'Shivchosa Yivrim. Or else, if he has an Eved Ivri, or a Shivcho, an Omar Vriya, a Jewish Eved, is he can tell them like this, Ho Lechem Moyes Halolu. Here I'm giving you some money right now. U'podo V'Hem Maisa Shani Zeh. And I want you to be paid to this Maisa Sheni. That's what I want you to do. I want you to be paid to this Maisa Sheni right now. So this is the way he could be Marimim. In other words, here's the case that the person himself is not paying the Maisa Sheni because he's having somebody else do it for him. So since he himself is not doing it, therefore these people do not have to pay the extra chaymish. But the case is you give the money to your own effort, to your own shivcha, and they could be paid it for you. So the question is, Hai Shivcha Hechidomi. What type of a Shivcha are we talking about over here? Idi Asiya Beis Cyrus, if she's already 12 years old already, she has Cyrus, she's a Gedolah already, Siv So Ma Boy Gabei, what is she doing by you? Everybody knows that Shivcha and Om Avriya can only work until she's 12 years old, until she brings Beis Cyrus. When she brings Beis Cyrus, that's Meshachar, that lets her go out free. If so, how could you have a shivcha that has Beis Cyrus? Ella, isn't it? Ella lav de loyasiya Beis Cyrus. We have to be talking about the case here is that your shivcha is a young one. She's less than 12, she doesn't have Cyrus yet. And still it says you can give her money, and she could take the money and be paid to your Maisa Sheni. Which Shechura being paid to Maisa Sheni is like she's being mezak el yacherim. This is the kasha. The Gemara before said, Kol Zaman, she's not a gedolah. A ketana cannot be zecha for somebody else. She could only maybe be zecha for herself and not for somebody else. And here by Maisa Sheni we see you can give money to your own shivcha, that's a ketana. She can't be a nara, she can't be 12 with Cyrus. She has to be a ketana. And she could be pointed to your Maisa Sheni. So pid your Maisa Sheni is like you be mezaka. You're like not only acquiring something for yourself, but you're giving something away for somebody else. Tosis talks exactly how does this come out to be like a dastacheres maknoiser. We're not going to go into it. But I call upon, and this is a case where she has like being mezakarit for somebody else, and we see a cotton could do it, a katana could do it. So Gemara says like this. I tell you, hocha v'mayaski, know what we're talking about over here. The maise bizman azir. We're talking about maise sheni bizman azir mizacha the churban of the base of Migdash. The rabbonin, and this man the yom holds, that the Kedusha is Botla, and therefore Maaseh Sheni is only Midrabbanan. Therefore, since it's only Midrabbanan, and the Rabbanans, they were Mekel to be part of Maaseh Sheni through a Katana. Said the Gemara, no, the Yom of Riya Bizman is Zemiyika. If you want to tell me this Mishnah is talking about Bizman Azeh after the Churbin, then you don't have a case of an Om of Riyah either Bizman Azeh. Bizman Azeh, we don't have an Om of Riyah. For a time, we learn like this. Ein Eved Ivri Meheges Ela Bizman Shayoivel Noig. You should know an Eved Ivri is only Noig, Bizman is a parish of Yoivel. And Yoivel is only Bizman they had the base of Migdash. Bizman wrote Klai Yisrael with an Eretz Yisrael. So the Zman is there, we don't have Yovel, who are then we do not have a Pasha of Om of Riyah. So here the Mishnah says, a Shivcho, your Eved Ivri, is talking about the Zman, they have the Beis HaMikdash. So even the Zman, the Beis HaMikdash, that Maaseh Sheni was the Yiraisa, still you see, it could be Poydar it through a Katana. So this should be a proof that a Katana could be Mizaka Liachim. So Mary says, no, I'll tell you, Ela V'otzus Sheina Nokuf, the Rabbonin. Again, we're talking about this Maaseh Sheni was only Mechuyiv Midrabbanan. We're talking about how did the fruits grow. It did not grow in Eretz Yisrael itself on the ground, but it grew in a flower pot. The Otzot Sheina Nokuf, that did not have a hole on the bottom. If the pot did not have a hole on the bottom, so it says nourishment does not come through the ground itself, but rather it only grows in the flower pot itself, so that's Potim Midiraisa. Midiraisa, that's not called Teres Eretz Yisrael, that's Mechayiv, you to give off Maestris and Maaseh Sheni. So it's only Midrabbanan you have a Chiyuv to do it. So therefore, in the Mitzvah, the Rabbanan, that's what we answered before, right? Just like the Shtufa Mavois we had yesterday. That by a Mavo we have to make a Shittuk, it's only Midrabbanan, and that the Rabbanan, then the Rabbanan's a Mekel, that a Ketana could be Mezakeh for an Achim. But I call upon him, it could still be, with not a mitzvah rabbanon, a regular kinyan, or the yiraisa, it could be like we said before, that a katan or a katana cannot be mezakarit for somebody else. Cannot pick it up and give it to somebody else. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, you should know, gimel midas the katan. There are three different stages about a katan. Midas Rashi says, chalukas peskias katan. There are three different ways how a katan can be zeicher in money or not. It's like this. Soror v'zorkoi. If you give him a pebble, v'zorkoi throws it away. Egois v'naitle. You give him a nut, he takes it. In other words, this could be already 2-3 years old even, that the kid could tell the difference between a nut and a stone. In zoichel yatzmai. Then we say, that much das, the Rabbanu was mistaken already, he could be zoichel for himself. In other words, with das acheres maknoi say, if somebody else would be mezaker with him, he could be zoichel yatzmai. But if he ain't zoichli achevrim, he himself, if he owns it already, it belongs to him, he cannot give it away to somebody else. Or he can't help somebody else give it away either. He doesn't have enough das, he doesn't have enough understanding to be mezakra to give it away to somebody else. Ukinegdon viktana, such a type of a stage that the person understands what a nut is and what a rock is, viktana, if it's by a girl, miskadeshas lamim, that the rabbonim were mezakra and a ketana could get married. Even though Midiraisa, she has to be Bas Mitzvah, she has to have Das, but Midirabonin, though Ketana could get married where she doesn't have a father, so then she's allowed to get married Midirabonin. At what age does she have to be at least that the Kedushin should be a co-partner Midirabonin? She has to at least be this age, like we're saying, 2 or 3, that she knows the difference between a stone and a pebble, and a nut. So she's Miskadeshus Lamian, that's called Kedushin the Rabbonin. When the husband wants to get rid of her, he does not have to give her a get, but rather just make me and just say goodbye to her. Hapu otois, when the kids come a little bit older, that's the age of 7 or 8, then we say mekha, mekach, memkor, memkor, we have before the metautlim. Now when the kid is 6 or 7 years old already, then midrabonin, by his utensils, he has the right either to buy or to sell. Kidechayev, we said, the bonin of mesak, and he has a kinyan to be kind to give away. Ukinegdon, diktana, what about a girl that's 7 or 8 years old, miskareshes b'kedusha yaviyah, that even in the case that her father married her off, that she's married midiraisa, now when her husband wants to give her a get, the halacha is he could put the get in her hand. Because when an isha gets a get, she doesn't have to have das. Even though she's a ketana, you don't need das of the isha. As long as it goes into her hand, that she could watch the get, like to know what it means, she's away from the husband. So she's 6 or 7 years old already, then her yad is called the yad, she could accept the get for herself. Hegi al yoinis nadarim, That means they come either a boy 12 or a girl 11, the year before they become a bardas. Then we say, Nidorim, Nidrayim, Nedav, Ekdeshim, Hegdish. We check them out and we say, if a boy 12 years old knows what he's talking about, he makes a Nedav or makes something Hegdish, the Hegdish is Chal. That's a special verse. The cost of Mufla, Samach, Liish, that his Nidorim or Hegdish is Chal. Or Kinegdim, Bektana, what's going to be the lacha by a Ketana, a girl, that's 11 years old, the year before she's Bas Mitzvah? Is Chaletzes, she could do the Mitzvah Chalitza. Even though in the Pasha of Chalitza it says the Pasha of Ish Ksiv, she has to be a Gedoyla, but a Koponim, a year before she's a Gedoyla, she has Cyrus, that's enough, that's what Rashi learns here. And she has Cyrus when she's 11 years old, she has two hairs there, and the Torah speaks that according to Man D'Yama, that Klifnei's Manam is called Gutsimonim, she's called an Ish for this Pasha of Chalitza, that in the case where her husband died, and they have no children, and there's a brother alive, so the brother can make chalitza with her. She's enough of a girl now, of an ish, isha, to make, accept the chalitza. However, the limcha v'nichsa yaviv, anytime the kids want to sell the father's property, let's say the father died, and the kids yashin the father's property, then the lachar is ach yu ben esrim. They have no right midrabanan to sell their father's property until they become 20 years old. Not enough just to be bar mitzvah. Even though Mustam with the rice, it's good once they're bar mitzvah, but Rabbanans figure that they don't know what they're doing yet. They don't know what it means business, they don't know what it means what important it is, therefore we don't let them sell the father's property until they're at least 20 years old. When it becomes 20 years old, that's the Indian of bar das, then they know what they're doing, then they have the right to sell their father's property. Yeah. Mishnah sounds like this. Ketana Shomra, or Ketana, that she says, Heskava Ligiti. Any case, whether she's married Midiraisa or she's married Midirabonin, let's say she was married Midiraisa. Her father married her off. So, Lachra is Ketana Shomra, Heskava Ligiti. The Ketana makes a Shliach, appoints Ruvain, to accept the get for her. The Ketana wants to make a Shliach LeKabbalah. So, Lachra is nothing doing. We all know a Ketana cannot make a Shliach. Therefore, the locker is, ain't a get, is not called a good get, achiyagia get liyoda. Until the get comes to her hand. In other words, when the husband gives over the get to this person, he has to give it to him, b'teres ha-shliach l'halacha. That this person has to take the get now and bring it to his wife. But his kabbalah, his accepting it, is no good. Lefikach, therefore, imrotza ba'alach v'yachzor. If the husband wants to retract, to be chayzer, like he gave the shliach the get, and before the shliach gave over the get to his wife, he wants to be chayzer and retract, he has a right to. Because the get is not chal with the kabbalah, because it's not a shliach lekabbalah, but rather only when he gives the get over to her hand. So before the shliach meets his wife, the husband could be chayzer. Why? Shein katan is a shliach, because the ketana has the right to make a shliach. So the fact she appointed the shliach to be a shliach lekabbalah means nothing. But if the father says, say vis kabel, lebiti giti, but gito, let's say the father says go, and accept for my daughter. The get, in other words, let's say the father makes the shliach lekabbalah. Again, the father married off his daughter, she's a ketana. So kedushin tzchal midiraisa. Now the husband wants to give her a get. So the father has the right to appoint the shliach lekabbalah. So the lachar is, yes, it's good. And if the husband later wants to retract after the shliach receives the get, before he gives it to her, he can't retract. He doesn't have to give it to her. The get is chal right away as soon as the shliach accepts the get. Because the father, that's a gadol, has the right to appoint the shliach lekabbalah for his daughter. Let's say a man appoints the shliach to give a get to his wife. But he says clearly, I want you to give the get to my wife in L.A. V'nosnu lo b'mokam acher. And instead, he did not see the wife in L.A., but instead he gave the get. He gave the get in San Francisco. He met her in San Francisco. He gave her the get there. The locher is postal, the get's no good. We say the husband meant what he said. He bedafka wanted the get to be given only in L.A. and not someplace else. What about harei b'mokam pleni? Let's say the husband just tells the shliach he should know, my wife is in L.A. He doesn't say clearly he wants to get bedafka to be given in L.A. He's only telling the shliach, listen, I'm giving you a get to give my wife. and you should know my wife is in L.A. Now, the Nosna B'Mokamacher, he happened to be in San Diego and he met his wife there. It's kosher. The shliach has the right to give the get over there. Because the husband did not mean Badafka in L.A. He only meant to say that's where she is. But any place you meet her, you can give her the get. What about the opposite way? Ha'isha Sharm is Kabbali Giti, the wife makes a shliach l'Kabbalah and tells the shliach, B'Mokam Pleni, I want you to accept my get in L.A. The kibbalah b'makom acher, and instead the shliach met the husband in San Francisco and accepted the get. The apostle, again, we say nothing doing. The wife is makbid v'davka to receive a get in L.A. There she doesn't know two people, she doesn't care. But in other places she's embarrassed. So the get is no good. We have Lezer Weimano Machsher. Lezer says by the wife, she's not makbid. By the wife, even though she said to receive the get in L.A., if it happened that the shliach received the get in San Francisco, it's also good. We'll see why. What about the wife says to a shliach, Hovali giti mimokim pleni, bring me my get, because I'm making you a shliach l'kabbalah. And I'm just telling you, you should know, my husband is in L.A. The vila mimokim acher, and happened to be the shliach met the husband someplace else, then for sure it's kosher again, because since the wife did not say bedafka to receive the get in L.A., she only said that my husband is in L.A., so she's not makbid bedafka to get the get in L.A., so wherever the shliach receives the get, to get this kosher. So Mara says though, according to Reb Lezer though, Maishna Reisha the Loi Polig, or Maishna Say for the Polig. According to Reb Lezer, what's the difference between the man and the wife? In the Reisha, when the man makes the Shliach and tells the Shliach, I want you to give the get in my wife, I want to give the get to my wife in L.A., there we say, if he gives the get in San Francisco, the get is no good. We say the husband was makbid. When he said to give it in L.A., he meant only in L.A. and no place else. The get is possible. How come it is safer? And there Reb Lezer doesn't argue. There Reb Lezer agrees. So why does Reb Lezer say that by the wife it's different? When the wife tells the shliach l'kabbalah, I want you to accept my get in L.A., and the shliach went and accepted it someplace else, there Reb Lezer says the get is good. What's the difference between the man and the wife? So Mara says, and Mara is like this, Ihu, the husband, Tevidaita migarish, the husband, when he gives a get, he has to have das, he has to do it willingly, he can't be forced to give a get, the husband has to have das to give get. And Rashi says, V'yadova toli boy, it's up to the husband to give the get. V'ikulameima, then we could say, Kepedihi, the husband is very makbid, he's sure what he's saying. V'dafka kom alei, I only want it to be given in L.A., not someplace else, I'm embarrassed, I don't want it to be given someplace else. But the Gemara says, she herself though, the Baal Kocho Mizgaresh, it's not up to her to receive the get. She can't get the get, the husband has to give it to her, it's not up to her. So then we say to her, the wife, it doesn't make a difference where she's receiving the get, it's up to the husband anyway. Therefore, when the wife says, or bless those, when the wife says, receive my get in L.A., even though she's told the shliach, I want you to receive it in L.A., still, Reb Lezer, the svar is, Mara Mokam Hilai, she's only like just telling him the place of where my husband usually is. But the wife is not makbid v'dafka in one place over the other place. Because it's not her doings anyway. It's the husband that's giving her the get. Mishnah says like this. What's going to be hoveli giti when the wife says, bring me my get? In other words, the wife makes a shliach l'kabbalah. So locher is, oy chelas betruma shegiya get liyoda. Okay, and when she says, right, we're talking about now an ashes kohen. She's the wife of a kohen. She tells the shliach like, hovli giti means bring me my get. There's not a lush enough to be mekabel to be a shliach l'kabbalah, but rather just go and bring me the get. So therefore the locher is a chelas betruma, she still has the right to truma, at shegiya get liyoda until the get comes into her hand. Because up until then, she's not in the gereshes. What about if the Isha says, it's kabul v'giti, I'm making you a shliach l'kabbalah to accept my get, then the locher is, asur lecha b'truma miyad. As soon as the shliach goes away from the wife, right away the wife is also t'truma. Because we have to be afraid, maybe right away the shliach will meet up with the husband, and the husband will give him the get, and since he's a shliach l'kabbalah, the get is chal right away, so she's also t'truma right away. What about if she says it's kabbali git v'makim pleni? She's making the shliach a shliach l'kabbalah, but she's telling the shliach, I want it to be makabal to get in L.A., like that's where my husband is. Or chelas betruma shegiya get liyos makim. You should know then that most probably the husband is like she's saying is only in L.A. So therefore, up until the shliach gets to L.A., there's nothing to worry about. She's for sure not megareshes. So if you know it's a 10-hour trip, the next 10 hours she has the right still to eat truma. Rav Lez has nothing doing. You have to be afraid, even though she thinks the husband is in L.A., that maybe the husband went on a business trip and is right around the corner. So as soon as the shliach leaves the wife, we have to be afraid maybe the kayin will meet up with the shliach and he'll give the get to the shliach and then she's misgereshes right away. So Lezol, we have to be afraid she can't eat truma again right away. So to Gemara. V'gita miyuheves nereisha koponim. You want to say what the get is called a good get. V'arm with reisha lehev v'gita. You said the reisha is no good. Hey, see what we're saying now. Where she said, receive the get in L.A. So the first Mishnah said, when she says a place where to receive it, if he receives it in another place, it's no good. That was a Tanakhama Svara. So how come here it says, when she says to receive the get in L.A., still we say, even though she receives it someplace else, the get is still a good get? Why the court of Stira? So my answer is, Laitzricha diomrele hiskabel agiti b'mosa machsia. She says like this, I want you to receive my get to Masa Machsia. But the Zindin, the Mishkachas of the Bavel. But sometimes you find him in the Bavel. Lachi Kamalei, this is what she meant to say. Mishkach Alecha, the Mishkachas Le Shakli Minei. The wife meant to say, for sure, whenever you find my husband, of course I want you to accept the get. You have a right to take the get. Yeah. But